A dozen or so volunteers gather at 2 in the morning in the basement of Families in Transition, a homeless services agency. There's coffee, donuts, and also detailed maps of Manchester, with yellow post-its marking places where homeless people often sleep. After orientation, we break up into groups and head out.
Right now, we're walking down one of the streets of Manchester, sort of in the center city of Manchester. We are looking in alleyways for any signs of evidence of people living in these areas or if anyone is around. We're also looking in cars to see if we can see anyone who might be sleeping in a car tonight.
Kathy Kuhn is director of the New Hampshire Coalition to End Homelessness. She's in charge of the annual Point in Time count in Manchester. There are also volunteers in Nashua.
It's quite frigid tonight. I think with the wind chill, they said it was going to be, feel like, negative 12. But I think all of us here have on many, many layers trying to keep warm as best we can. The walking helps.
Homeless counts take place around the country each January. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, mandates a census. The numbers are used to determine funding for local programs. The final data from tonight's count won't be released for a few months, but Kuhn says she expects between 200 and 300 spent the night without a roof in New Hampshire. Another 100 or so found a warm bed inside New Horizons, Manchester's homeless shelter. After a cold night, the census takers head home at daybreak for some sleep. Many of the homeless, with nowhere else to go, head directly to the Homeless Services Center, a day facility tucked into an alley. Chris Emerson is the director there.
The job of rehabilitating a broken person, broken by the society, broken by the system, and broken by themselves, is very difficult. This is the place where we help people to start to rebuild their lives. There is no place lower on the social safety net than this center.
Here, people can rest, do laundry, have a warm meal. It's also an access point for services, AA meetings, resume help, mental health counseling. Rob, who asked that we not use his last name, comes to use the internet.
Oh, well, my Facebook, I just don't update my status to homeless or anything. I talk about my dislike of current politicians or perhaps a Patriots game.
Tall, bearded, with some college education, Rob has been homeless for about 7 months. He makes money doing odd jobs when he can, but he says landing steady work is a challenge since he has to haul around everything he owns.
I mean, you truly do either carry everything you own or you don't change your clothes. This is not a rational series of options. I mean, even McDonald's isn't going to hire you if you walk in with trash bags full of clothes. I mean, that's clearly absurd.
Rob says he uses alcohol as a way to cope with difficulties, though he says it wasn't the driving factor that put him on the streets.
Now, truly, what else? Thumb twiddling? No. You really... It's intolerable enough as it is. The least I could do is have a drink with it.
The point in time count doesn't ask questions about why people are sleeping outside, if it's drugs or alcohol or mental health. In fact, volunteers are warned not to approach at night. For Chris Emerson, the day shelter director, the reason for why someone is homeless is secondary.
I'm here because I care about these people. And I realize that any one of us, it's a cliche, could be homeless. And I want to make sure that when they see me, they see the face of a caring society. But that doesn't mean that I will coddle them, nor will I enable them, nor will I make this so easy that they could stay homeless forever. Because again, that sign on the door out there is real. The center is a pretty good place to be, but it's a much better place to be from. I want them to be gone to their next best stage of life.
A stage in life where they don't spend their days in a shelter and their nights being counted in a survey. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.